Rashman test. So Simon Rashman test starts off with a halacha of basically the idea of Rashman test is to make sure that we don't do things on Friday that are going to mess up the meals and the Kavod Shabbos. So it starts off with a halacha of not traveling too far. So the halacha starts off from a Gemara in Sukkah. I'll just read out the Gemara. Amr Aibu, Mishum Rabbalazar Bar Tzadik. Al Yahalek Adam Ba'arve Shabbatos, Yosem Migimu Parsois. A person is not allowed to walk more than 3 parsois. Okay? How much is a parsois? So we know a normal person walks throughout a day 10 parsois, which the Poskim says is something in the region of 40 kilometers. So a parsois is about 4 kilometers. So a person shouldn't walk more than about 12 kilometers on Erev Shabbos. Says Rav Kahana that we're only talking about someone who's going to his house, right? So don't walk very far with the idea of getting to your house without enough time to prepare before Shabbos. But if you're going to someone else for Shabbos, then it's okay. Why? Because amay denoket samich, because you're relying on what there is. Okay, what's pshat amay denoket samich? So there's two pshatim really. Pshat Rashi is amay denoket samich is that when you're going to someone else, we're talking about when you're arriving unannounced. So if you're going to your friend and you're going to arrive unannounced before Shabbos, so you take sandwiches with. So Mimele, you're allowed to go to your friend's house, you're allowed to walk even a large distance, which will possibly not allow you enough time to prepare before Shabbos, if you're going to your friend's house. Why? Because when you're going to your friend's house, you don't arrive and just expect everything to be ready for you, so you've got your sandwiches, so that's okay. Okay? Masha'en Kain, according to Pshat Rashi, if you're going to your own house, so then people have this thing, they arrive home, they expect everything to be ready for them, even though their wives didn't know that they were expected. So this guy's been out for, I don't know how long he's been out for, he's on the journey back after a week, a month, a year, whatever else, and he expects to walk into his house and have all the food ready. So when he's going to someone else, he'll understand that's not going to be the case, he'll have his sandwiches ready. When he's going home, so a person's mindset is, he'll walk into the house 2 minutes before Shabbos, everything should be ready, and two things could happen. The person can talk about getting angry, and the person can also talk about not having things ready for Shabbos. So therefore, if you're going home, and in other words, according to Rashi, you haven't prepared what you need, you're not taking provisions with for Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to walk more than 12 kilometers before getting home, because that won't leave you enough time to prepare in the event that things aren't ready for you. Okay? The person do talk about this. The idea now is we'll see three parishes. A person can walk 10 parishes through the day. So three parishes are going to work out to be a little bit under a third of the day. If you start walking at 6 and Shabbos is at 6, it can come out to be a little bit earlier than 10 o'clock you have to start. We'll get to the numbers and what it depends on. So as of yet, we're talking about stopping at about 10 in the morning, and the idea is it won't leave you enough time to make a proper Shabbos. Okay, then the Ran has another chat. He says, the vote is that when you're going to someone else's house, the odds are if you're going to someone else's house, then the balabos is probably home. It's not normal, it's not derech eretz, obviously, for a guy to go to someone else's house and, you know, he's traveling and it's just this guy and the lady of the house at home. So he said, Mimele, if you're going to your friend's house, you know there's a man in the house. If there's a man in the house, there's going to be a talent in the house. Masha'en Ken, if you're going home, so you may find out that really the ladies don't like talent, and they've got this some kind of tofu dish with yogurt or something, right, prepared for Shabbos. And you'll think that, no, you know, you left your wife and your 6 daughters at home, and when you get home, for sure there's going to be food, you'll get home and there's that, and you're not going to be happy. So if you're going to someone else's house, the vote is, the man of the house is around, so you'll have a piece of meat. If you're going home, and there's only your wife home, so then maybe not, and therefore, don't rely on it. Ikadamri, the next opinion in the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana le nitzricha ila filu le beisei. Right? Rav Kahana says, no, it's poshut that you can't go to someone else's house. That's obvious. Right? But even to your own house, you're not allowed to go without leaving this amount of time. Okay, and over here Rashi says that when you go to someone else's house, obviously if they don't have enough, then you're really going to be in trouble. Maybe, you know, the majest enough for them, so it's not yours to share. In your house, whatever there is available, you can eat. So the odds are there's going to be more to eat because, you know, you can take out whatever. So anything in the house is really shaykh to you to eat for Kavod Shabbos. So and even so, we might want to caution again when you're going to someone else's house and you're encroaching on their meal, you might find what you need. I'm Rav Kahana b'didiyah v'uvda. Rav Kahana said, it happened to me. And I didn't even have kasada hatsana. Now kasada hatsana, so we learned in Reish Min Beis, is the minimum level of Kavod Shabbos. So there's a chash that a person who wouldn't keep these halachas would get home and he wouldn't have the minimum shear of Kavod Shabbos that's already considered being Mechabed Shabbos. So now the Beis Yosef brings down the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam all pask in the Lishna Basra and the Chumra. So Mimele, it won't make a difference whether you're going to your friend's house or to your own house. Actually, we work the other way around. Even if you're going home, but Kol Shekhen, if you're going to someone else's house, you can't rely on the fact that they're going to have food available. Right? Says the Beis Yosef. Right? All of this, the whole idea behind all of these halachas is that a person should have time to be able to prepare for Shabbos. Therefore, says the Beis Yosef, all of this is talking about if you're traveling through a city or something like that. But if a person's traveling through the wilderness on the way home, and where he is, he doesn't have food, and he has no way of making food. So he's going to travel till 10 in the morning and then set up camp with no food in the middle of nowhere, he's not going to do any better. So Mimela, this is all talking about in the old days where, let's say, transport took very, very long. He may be walking through a city, right, or some kind of little village or whatever, that's a couple of, or how much, it would turn out to be 30 kilometers away from his house. So he should stop there and organize Shabbos there because he has the capability of organizing Shabbos. But if he's traveling somewhere where there's no option of making Shabbos, then obviously these halakhas won't apply, and it's better to carry on and arrive home. Yeah. Right. Okay. So we'll get through to phoning through in a second. And says the carries on the Beis Yosef, and he says even if you're going to someone else's house, right? And it comes out according to some of the Mefarshim that there's an issur to arrive at someone else's house without having told them, right? Also, it could be because you're going to embarrass them. You arrive at someone else's house, they don't have enough food for you. So that's that's some of the Mefarshim say, yeah, that's the issur in going to someone else's house. Says the Beis Yosef, Hagam that it's a chisaron and derech eretz to arrive unannounced before Shabbos. If you're somewhere where you can't prepare, better to arrive at someone's house unprepared before Shabbos, rather than stay where you are if you don't have any way of making Shabbos. Okay, and then carries on the Beis Yosef to say a few more conditions over here. It says even if you do have food with you, if you're not in a place which is where you can set up camp very easily, and Mimela, rather than stopping on the side of the road, it says kol adrachim b'cheska sakana. So Mimela, if you're in a place which you can't make Shabbos, then again you should go. Then you should carry on. Okay, and as Philip pointed out, the poskim also say if you've let the person know that you're coming, then none of this applies. The whole idea is that you're not giving people enough time to prepare. So if you've called ahead and told your wife you're coming home 2 minutes before Shabbos, the halacha doesn't apply. If you're going to a hotel which is ready for Shabbos, or you've told people that you're coming, so then as far as this halacha, one can travel till just before Shabbos. Right, okay, and that was the next point of Ma'aseh in the Beis Yosef, Kasav Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Hakol Lefi Inyan, if you sent a shliach in front of you, then this doesn't apply at all. So now, the Ma'aseh, this halacha is broken up into three different halachas in Reish Mem Tes. They're pretty short, so we're going to have a look at the tour of the basics, and then go straight through to the Mishnah, to the Mechaber. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Right, based on that's all the background pretty much it is. Says the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Reish Mem Tes. Ein holken be'erev Shabbos yosem migimel parsois. The person is not allowed to go more than three parsois. Kadesh yagil abeso bo'ed yom gadol, so that a person will get to his house when there's enough time of the day. V'yakol lahokin tzorkei suda Shabbos, and you'll be able to prepare suda Shabbos. Sorry. Kadesh yagil abeso bo'ed yom gadol. Yeah. You're in the tour of the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, no, so we've gone straight to the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, we're in the Shulchan Aruch. Bein shehoylech lebeis akherim, bein shehoylech lebeis. Right, and as we saw, we're going to pask in the Lishna Basra. No kulas about going to someone else's house, whether you're going to someone else's house or your own house. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to walk more than three parsos before getting there. V'hani mini kishuv b'yishuv v'machom shi'achal lahakin tzorchei Shabbos. This is only if he's in a place where he can prepare for Shabbos. Alvin b'machom shu'sham yevshalo lahakin tzorchei Shabbos v'she'enu machom yishuv b'tuach. If he can't prepare, or it's not a place where he can stay because it's not because of safety reasons, mutalelech afilu kama parsos. And if you let them know that you're coming, then you can also go kamer pasos. So basically, we have the halacha and a lot of kulas. Says the Magen Avraham. So we said that a person's not allowed to go more than 12 parasos, more than 3 parasos, which is 12 mil. Okay.
Which is how much?
12 mil. How much that is in kilometers?
18 minutes a mil.
Yeah, something like that. So says the Magen Avraham. Okay, now the obvious question is, what do you do with a car today? What do you do with other forms of transport? Okay, so says the Magen Avraham, im yosef ba'agala yakol aleches yosef. Right, if you're sitting in a carriage, then you can go more. Mikol makom, a person should be careful to get there while there's still enough time to prepare Shabbos. Right, so in other words, these halakhos won't apply, but a bit of seichel person still needs to have. Now,
why wouldn't the Gemara discuss that?
Sorry?
Why wouldn't the Gemara discuss that? Most people moved around in horses and carriages and,
So, one second. So, in a second, we'll get there, right. Mm-hmm. So, Lamaya, what do we have? That if you're going by a faster means of transport, so then you can do more. Says the Prima Gaudium, according to that, first of all, where do we measure these? The idea is, okay, let's think about it for a second outside. The idea is that a person needs time, he needs to get to where he's going with enough time to prepare Shabbos. So we said that you can't go on a journey of more than Gimel Parsos. So now, how are we going to measure this Gimel Parsos? From when? Person wakes up 10:30 in the morning, can he now go on the Gimel Parsos? So says the Prima Gaudium, obviously not. The whole idea is to get to where you're going early enough. So he said, obviously the Gimel Parsos is from the beginning of the day. Which means that in halakhic terms, really, the sun comes, let's say, it probably never happens like this, but let's say that the sun comes up at 6, Shabbos is at 6, and the day then is divided into 12 hours, in which time a normal person can walk 10 parasas. Okay, so work out how long 3 parasas take. That's the amount of time that you have. Therefore, says the Prima Gaudium, that if a person starts walking at 10 in the morning, no, one second, at 9 in the morning, so he'll have about a half an hour, 3/4 of an hour, he's allowed to walk, no more than that. If a person waits till 11, he's not allowed to travel at all, he's got to do it. So it's really a time definition. So when the Magen Avraham says that if a person's going on a horse or is going by a faster means of transport, he can go more, what he means is you can go more, but this is the time slot that you have for traveling. But then the poskim say that really they bring from the Bach that someone who's traveling by different means, right, and this is also what the Magen Avraham means, doesn't only have more kilometers available within the time, but he's also got a longer time available. And say the person, because a guy who walks 12 kilometers, when you finish walking 12 kilometers, you're a lot more tired than if you drive for 5 hours. Okay? And therefore, the takana was made not to walk more than 12 kilometers within that time slot, right, or later than that time. But if a person's driving, a person's going a horse, a person's doing something else, then this halacha wasn't said. And mimela, a person can ride not only many more parasos, but also way past that amount of time. The Arpos can mention katzos, And the person will say that the halacha wasn't said at all, just a person needs to make sure he's going to have time to prepare Shabbos. And the idea is that we're worried that if a person walks more than three parishes, he's going to be finished, he's going to sit down, he's going to go to sleep for 4 hours, and then he's going to try to prepare Shabbos, and then he's not going to get it done. And then the Magen Avraham in Beis brings the last kula on this list, and he says that in our Medinas the derech is that people prepare way over what they need for Shabbos. Right? Remember, we're worried about the fact that a person's not going to have the minimum for Shabbos. So over here he says, Medina said that people prepare so much that you don't have to, that he said the minog is not to worry about this halakha at all. Okay, because I mean, today, if you think about it, if you go to someone's house, you arrive at someone's house unannounced, what's going to happen? So they'll have one piece of cold meat for everyone, right, instead of two pieces. I'm saying that's the maximum we're talking about. But we probably won't be in Rav Kahana's situation where I feel a kasadah, so they can't even find anything besides bread to give you.
Now we have to take consideration of the travel by car, now things can go wrong.
Right, 100%.
So that's before Shabbos, you're not supposed to go.
So there, so that they're the point.
The bus to Yerushalayim,
right?
Car driving to Yerushalayim, have to leave.
So you're right. So I'm saying exactly where this halacha comes about how long to leave before Shabbos. I don't know. I haven't found it anywhere.
Well, that's not from this.
So again, according to this, the getter is not to walk. If you're driving, it's okay. If you've let them know, it's okay. If you have food with you, it's okay. Right? Today we don't worry about it because the people have enough food. So the heterium over here are plenty. So again, inside the basic halacha, I'm saying this is pretty much all there is. So just to go over it quickly, the basic halacha is that we're limited to three parishes. Three parishes will work out to be a little bit before 10 o'clock in the morning. But the post can say it's only if you're walking, it's not if you're driving. You're driving, you have more kilometers because you move faster, but also because you get less tired. If you've let someone know, you're okay. If you've got sandwiches with you, you're okay. And today that people prepare a lot, so even if you arrive at someone's house, they'll have plenty available, so you don't have to worry about anything. So Me'ikara Halacha over here, pretty much there are lots of iterim. It's hard to find a situation where there's going to be an issue. Says the Bi'ar Halacha also, that if a person's going for a Dvar Mitzvah, then again you have another heter, right, based on Reish Memches that we always spoke about. If you're allowed to go for a Dvar Mitzvah, even though you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, Kol Shekhen, you can go for a Dvar Mitzvah, even though you're not going to worry about getting your kasa de harsana for Shabbos. So based on that, he says if you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah, then it's for sure okay. So it could be if you're going to miss out on Shabbos Legamri, you're going to go somewhere, you know, stop somewhere, you're going to miss out even on the bread, then it could be a little bit more machmir. They said Al Koponim, you for sure can travel more than Gimel Parasois. And then all the poskim just say the normal thing, that a person should be careful and have a little bit of seichel. People who say, okay, so we've got no halachas over here applying to us, and therefore they try and travel to, you know, come in 10 minutes before Shabbos, then you get stuck in the traffic.
Oh,
then you.
That's probably where it comes
from. Right, so the poskim just say, but again, it's not based on this Gemara. The Gemara of Gimel Parasois, which is written in the Gemara, the halacha that comes from the Gemara about Gimel Parasois, so that they're the halachas. I mean, basically, you've got plenty of iterim. It's hard to find a time that you're going to be limited by this halacha. And the post can just say, have seichel, there's such a thing as a traffic jam, there are things that's